Welcome to the BlahBlahShow.com. Show numero uno, hosted by yours truly, John Bowne, B-O-W-N-E Radio, Bowne Radio. A little bit about myself. I'm a journalist, reporter, filmmaker, musician, a jack of all trades, if you will. And, well, I wanted a podcast just like everybody else. I had to be the other kid on the block with a new, shiny new podcast. So here it is. It's called the BlahBlahShow.com. Not really sure what we're going to be discussing on this show. That's why it's called BlahBlahShow.com. But I do promise you some very interesting guests. Now, if I can't acquire a guest in time on my short schedule, which happens to be Monday, I will just call them up and randomly ask them questions about what's going on in the world. Of course, today is the Monday following the Friday, the 13th, after the Paris attacks, and everybody's scratching their heads, wondering, what the fuck? Are we looking at a third world war? Are we being invaded by Syrian terrorists? Has our president lost his mind? How come this is the only thing that matters while the presidential debates linger on and all the other issues of today, like the Black Lives Matter folks causing a stir up there in Missouri with the "fuck you Paris" hashtag, not getting enough tension up there with their Soros-engineered racism here in America. Just 40-plus years after busing began in this country, after the baby boomer generation had had enough of all the racism, of all the hangings, the Klan, of all the tension. Personally, I'm a 44-year-old human being and grew up here in America right after all that. Introduced to a new America as a child, where we all tried to get along. And being a kid, you didn't really notice any trying. You just got along. And so the years went by and friends were made and friends were gone as I moved on and new friends were made. And being an Asian, English, Irish American, I really didn't give two shits about race until recently, when everyone started making a big deal out of it. And why? Reparations for slavery? That's a dark closet you don't want to go into. Slavery still exists on the face of the planet Earth, and it's now morphed into something called sex slavery. There are more slaves right now, as of this second right here, right now, than there ever were in the history of civilization. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. Do your research. So, with that in mind, I'm just going to call someone up randomly, and we'll see. You know, in the beginning, it'll be family members for today's show. It'll be family members because nobody's heard of this show. And you can't really book guests for a show that no one's heard of. It's unless you got friends. So it's a little difficult. But we'll give my brother a shot here. I already tried one of my brothers earlier today. And I'm going to call my brother Ted, who is a musician, and we'll see if he's there. It doesn't look like he is, but okay, we'll move on from this. Ted just recently got back from a European tour, and it'd be interesting to get his take on the feeling over there. What's going on? I'm trying my other brother. This is going to be an answer machine. What's this? Oh, it's two rings. Three rings.
Hi, this is Ben Down. Please leave a message. Man. Thank you.
Okay, we'll leave him a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Ben, this is your brother John, and I'm live right now with the show, blahblahshow.com. It's Monday, and we're looking for you, man, on this Monday. Okay. And away we go.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1.
Yes.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Okay.
Thank you as well.
All right, well, let's keep on moving down the line here. Let's see if we can get a hold of somebody here. You know, it is 11 a.m. here right now, and a lot of people are asleep. So, you know, a lot of the people I know spend the night getting drunk and falling on their face. Okay, got nothing here. All right, well, let's bring back this music here. You know who I should give a call to is this guy. I bet you this guy's around. Nothing. Okay, well, any second now. All right, well, this part of the show has been a complete disaster. Let's take a look at the news right now. What is going on? Okay. Thanks for joining me on this podcast. I know this couldn't get any more boring, but I intend on interviewing mainly musicians because music is a lost art form in America. And you may say, lost art form. Well, what I mean by that is that it's been stifled. There are great musicians out there. There are great bands out there with messages. And you know, they're not on the radio. They're not on your TV. Why? So the main thing is get some musicians on here to bitch and moan about the fact that they can't sell any records and bitch and moan about the fact that their careers as musicians have been a dismal reality check. Now, of course, there's a handful of musicians out there that are raking it all up, but no one wants to listen to them. And there's a vibrant music scene that just continues to roll on, as American music does, not bothered by the economy or the CIA's control of their medium, of their platform. Let's see. Let's take a look at what is going on around the old pond. All right. The first guest I do want to get on here is this man, a lawyer who claims to have been part of a DARPA program that was involved with time travel. And they also claim that Obama was part of this time travel program. If I can get him on the show, that would be incredibly interesting. Much more interesting than what you're listening to. Now, don't turn it off. Don't turn it off. Okay, so the Drudge Report is saying, Putin to the rescue. Paris attack puts dagger through the heart of liberal Europe. France warned about terrorists twice before the strike. Bomber's mother, my son, blew himself up because of stress. Hollande wants 3 months of a state of emergency. Anti-Islam protests break out across the country. And just here a couple hours ago, in Texas, the governor declared that Governor Abbott declared, along with two other governors, the governor of Michigan and the governor of Alabama, that we will not be taking any Syrian refugees. It's just too dangerous here in Texas. And hopefully the rest of the United States will jump on the bandwagon, because we're caught in this place right now where the voices of bleeding heart liberals are still crying out to say, hey, we got to take in these poor kids and their mothers and their fathers. They're fleeing from this violence in a country that they're being massacred in, which is completely true. But you look at the footage in Europe, and there's really not a whole lot of footage yet here in America, but you look at the footage in Europe, and it is 80, 90% of the terrorists. What looks like the terrorists getting off of buses. Not a whole lot of kids, not a whole lot of women, just a lot of 20-something, 30-something-year-old Middle Eastern males, completely Sharia-lawed, brainwashed out, and they are all invading with their imams back from where they came from, telling them to rape and pillage the European continent. And they're going to try and bring that shit here to America. Problem is, if they were trying to create a strategic war, okay, and it looks like they don't really know what they're doing, because this was a knee-jerk reaction in Paris. As coordinated as it was, it woke everybody the fuck up. And now there's people on talk radio, which used to side with what they would call reason, saying, you know, that the refugees need to be housed and taken care of, and people are being too racist about them and so on. Now they're talking about turning the Middle East into a glass parking lot. People are scared to death, literally. So the only thing I could say is I wouldn't want to be a Syrian refugee in America right now. You know, you go to Europe and you got a bunch of trendy, tolerant Parisians. And I don't mean to downplay the Parisians, but I'll just call it like it is. People that are a bit more coherent when it comes to liberal policy, allowing Syrian refugees to make their own little area in France. Try and bring that to Eastern Kentucky. Because in Eastern Kentucky, people die and no one hears about it. There was a small town in Eastern Kentucky where, I think it was like 2 or 3 years running, it had the highest murder rate per capita. People were disappearing. And those were Kentuckians. So, bringing a military mindset to America, bringing bombs, bringing weapons, bringing your ideology here, where you're going to change us. This isn't Europe, man. This ain't Europe. So, yeah, the only compassion I have for the... I have plenty of compassion for children and women that are fleeing the violence. But you look at the majority of the footage, and it is young men, militarized, and you listen to the way that the witnesses describe the attack in Paris. These guys knew what they were doing. Straight out of this hot spot in Brussels, Belgium. They knew what they were doing. They would stop, tat, 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 turn. They weren't, you know, freestyling with their weapons. They were in a stance. They were panning left and right like a military soldier does. And once they had taken out their targets, they moved on. Cold-blooded, war style. And the bottom line is, this is war. We are in a war. This is no longer a liberal agenda. They're coming here. Our president is bringing soldiers, enemy combatants, to our country and putting them in our country in places we don't know, because it's hard to get the information. You know, we heard yesterday that Syrian refugees have been spotted in New Orleans, and there is some local footage there. And then you start to ask, well, where are they in my community? And it turns out that we've taken in, here in Austin, Texas, we've taken in thousands, probably, or maybe less. It could be hundreds, but it could be thousands. And it only takes four guys, like it took in Paris. So we have a president who, in the middle of the aftermath, 129 people massacred. Those 20-something-year-old, mainly looks like journalists in the Bataclan at the Eagles of Death Metal concert, which a lot of people confuse the Eagles of Death Metal. I saw a few newspapers saying that people were killed at a heavy metal concert. The Eagles of Death Metal are basically the Queens of the Stone Age, just a rock band, a really good rock band, by the way. And so there were music journalists there. Of course, there you go, Eagles of Death Metal, another band you've never heard of until now. But there were music journalists there. There were people from France 24, major news media outlet in France. And they were gunned down. And there were Parisians sitting with their backs facing the street so that they could just watch the world go by as they sipped their coffee. And they were gunned down as they read their books or chatted about current events. It's an assault on civilization. And Obama made that point. But he's going to doublespeak us into hell. Any president other than Obama would have immediately said, we're shutting our borders. That's it. We are considering declaring war on the ISIS front. Instead, you've got the G20 keeping the borders open, Obama declaring 100,000 Syrian refugees an invasion. Declaring an invasion. Out of compassion. Out of bleeding heart liberal lunacy. And we don't quite see it yet. We have to have four or five of these scumbags come over here and blow some shit up and shoot some people, and then we're going to get mad? Get mad now. Get mad now. Our president has basically declared he's aiding and abetting an enemy force. Our military is against it. Our police are against it. People are scared shitless in this country. Thank God we all bought guns, because we're going to fucking need them. All right, let's try somebody else here. Give him a call here. How many time we got here? 21 minutes we've gone into the show. How about a little dub music while I do some dialing music? We'll see. But I know everybody out there is thinking the same thing I'm thinking. And it's not a good thing. We gotta raise our kids like this. We gotta pay our taxes for this shit. It's insanity. It's as if I have no friends. Let's try this again. Okay, somebody's sending me a message here. Okay. Not what I was looking for. All right. I'm going to try my brother Ted here again. It's 11:20. I know he's on tour somewhere. But let's give it a shot. Give it a shot. Okay. And again, this is the Blah Blah Show at blahblahshow.com. I really appreciate that you're still listening. And please continue to listen. I'm going to get a major recording artist on right now. We'll see. We'll see. And of course, he has no idea he's going to be on the show. So but we'll just check here on the air whether or not he's okay with that. You know, doing this whole media stuff, it's not as hard as it sounds. You just got to do the legwork. Of course, the show probably doesn't sound like a...
I have reached Ted. I'm sorry, Mr. Okay. Call.
All right, well, good God. Is anybody out there? All right, let's try this guy here. Now, this is somebody that will talk a lot on the subject. Hopefully he's got some time to talk about this. I mean, maybe Maybe ISIS has attacked already, and I don't know.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic.
It's possible. You know, you should probably do this show. You should get the contacts ready to go before you call them. You know, let them know that you're calling. You know, sometimes that helps. But, you know, that's why it's the blahblahshow.com. You give this guy a call. See what he's up to. You know, even if we can just get him for a few minutes. But he's probably already at work. Yeah, he's already at work. He's already at work. He'll answer, though. Watch. He's going to answer.
Greetings, Info Warriors.
God's sakes. Okay. Well, let's see what we got here. Try one more here, and then if this doesn't work, then I've got 4 minutes left, less than 4 minutes left of the 30-minute show, so maybe I'll just wrap it up and try to do an hour show next time.
With Marcos.
Marcos.
John Down.
Marcos Morales.
Yes, what's up?
What are you doing?
I was getting ready for work.
Okay, you got a few minutes or you got to get going?
Oh, what do you got?
Well, I got you live on my radio show right now.
I'm live on your radio show.
Yeah, it's the blahblahshow.com. You're the first guest. I've been calling people all morning live on this show.
I wish you would have warned me. I would have done my makeup.
Yeah. Well, no, you.
The radio show.
You look great, man. I just I know you got to get going, but since all the shit went down on Friday. And feel free to just speak your effing mind, okay?
My effing mind.
How do you feel about the fact that the country is divided right now on whether or not these Syrian refugees should be compassionately brought in, or the people that are waking up to the fact that Obama is bringing in an invading force into America, and he's going to do it, you know, in the name of liberal left-wing lunacy. Where are you at? And he's gone.
I'm putting my headset here so I can talk. But you know, this is a tough subject when we talk about taking care of people. That's the ultimate humanitarian goal of humans. Take care of other humans.
Right.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
That's in essentially what we're meant to do. We're supposed to care for each other.
Right.
To care for. But when you throw, when it's a Trojan horse scenario, where you're bringing in, you know, a bunch of humans under the guise of we need to take care of them because we're bombing their country, we're destroying their system and their way of life. With warfare, it's a bit of a catch-22. It's a lot of our fault that it's a mess over there.
Right.
But when you stick in, you know, explosives in this, you know, humanitarian basket of goodies, you can't just say, "Oh, well, this is what we're supposed to take care of these people." When there's a bomb in the midst of the people. You can't ignore that.
Right.
You can't ignore the safety of our own people or the safety of people that we don't even know.
Well, did you hear Greg Abbott this morning join the other two governors saying no Syrian refugees?
I haven't heard that yet. I haven't read the news yet.
So the governor of Michigan and the governor of Alabama had said over the weekend, we're not taking in Syrian refugees. And then this morning, well, a few hours ago, Abbott said, we're not doing it either here in Texas. And the thing is,
I think it would cause too much of an uproar, honestly. Like, I don't think
Well, we've already got Syrian refugees here.
Right, but the more we throw in with the threats of violence and attacks in a couple of small Texas towns, I guess they were official ISIS postings in certain towns they were targeting.
And so, just so people know, Marcos Morales is the supreme commander behind the scenes over at Infowars.com. And so he's privy to all the footage of all the migrants coming into Europe. So, you know, the majority of that footage that you see is 20-something-year-old, military-ready men.
Men.
And they're just...
And well, you can't ignore the uproars in German cities and Sweden cities where people are scrambling for guns now because they fear for their safety in a real situation where they see their neighbors, you know, being threatened, beaten, raped. Yeah. You know, their safety is in turmoil here. And
well, how do you feel right now? I mean, you know, you've got a family. I've got a family. Are you a little bit more on high alert as a dad?
I am. We've been talking about gun safety. I was talking to my sister who was about to move to Chicago, and we were talking about how hard it'll be for her to get a gun once she moves there.
Yeah. Yeah. And they actually have one of the highest populations of refugees. So, you know, in Illinois, I think already in Michigan, you've got Sharia law, or at least the formation of it, and Illinois will be next. Hey, man, I know you got to go. I know you got to get in the car and get going. But
No. I'm still, dude, I'm in it now.
Okay, sweet. All right. I'll ride with you. Yeah, this show has no, you know, it's just let your hair down, even though I just shaved my head again. just shaved it again.
That's a good look. Good look for you.
But can you hear, let me just ask you, can you hear this music on your end?
No, I can't.
Can't hear that music?
Can't hear it.
Okay.
I'm the perfect guest. Perfect guest for you to work out your technical problems.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like the most patient understanding. Oh, it's a technical problem? Sure.
Well, how about I just call you every Monday then? What time do you usually get in the car to leave? Like 11:30?
About. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just try you. You know, I had heard you were elsewhere, so I didn't try you first. But let's see. I tried Dan Bedondi, the Kraken, and he's not answering. And I tried two of my brothers, man, and nothing. So I've just been stream of consciousness going. With this, I'm 34 minutes into it right now, and this is the first show. It's at blahblahshow.com.
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 That's a cool name for the show.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I'm
it's a strange subject. I mean, because we should be taking care of people, but if you take these people in a volatile environment like this, and throw them in a town.
Bigoted,
hateful people. It's going to cause a clash at some point. And I'm not saying.
Sorry, I'm jumping all over you. I was just going to add that a topic that keeps coming up that's now boiling to the surface. I'm hearing it on local talk radio now. Is, you know, if this was going on in the United States, you think all of the able-bodied men? Well, they might be now. But I'm just saying, like 30 or 40 years ago, you think all the able-bodied men in America would be getting on ships and getting the fuck out of here? No. We'd be staying here and we'd be fighting whatever the hell we need to fight, right?
We'd send our families.
We'd send our families.
The elderly.
You'd barely see a man. You'd see the men that weren't able to stay here and fight that need to be with the women. That's
the disabled men are the men that we would send to take care of the women and children that we would send away.
Now you put it into that. Put it into that perspective, and now tell me that that's not an invading army. You know, I mean that's just clear evidence right there. I can't believe Obama. Here we had 129 people killed in Paris, like well over, what is it, 200-300 people wounded, you know, and
yeah.
And just horrific, man. And then you start to see the faces now coming out of the people that were shot at the Bataclan at the Eagles of Death Metal show, which, you know, a band I had not listened to until now, really good band, not a death metal band, but
it's a rock band.
Well, a lot of the media thinks they're a heavy metal band too, and it's a rock band, right?
It's a rock band.
Rock band. It's just basically another version of Queens of the Stone Age with Josh Homme sitting in the back.
Yeah, they're from the same area.
It's his best buddy that fronts it. And anyway, so.
Some of my favorite band, the Death Zone, some of their members were there at the Bataclan, you know, scoping out the bands the night before and happened to leave just before the attack.
Wow. We'll talk about that.
That's one of the ways I found out was I follow these metal blogs and such, and I saw these posts about attacks in Paris, and I thought, what in the hell is going on? So I went to my news outlets, and just my jaw was dropped. I can't believe the horrible nature in this this whole deal. I mean, you know, granted, they're coming from an area where they're being attacked and bombed every day, and all they see is NATO signs, U.S. flags, and they direct their hatred towards them. So obviously, you know, the Western world in general. And I'm not saying they're justified in it by any means, but this is the mindset that they've got, and we are inflicting it upon them.
Sure,
we as in the superpowers of the world.
It's a vicious cycle, definitely.
We're causing this.
Yeah.
Not to mention we fund the freaking very weaponry that they're using.
Yeah.
Against us.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people are vague on that too, and there's plenty of evidence that shows that we've done drops for ISIS. Either they've been given to the moderate rebels, which this sounds insane, but
McCain.
Well, there's only four or five moderate rebels that were trained, according to the military. When they went up on the hill, he said, "Yeah, there's four or five." So.
Yeah.
So they drop to those four or five, and then ISIS comes and takes all their shit, and then it ends up, you know, blowing up shit in Paris and God knows what's coming, you know. But a lot of the people that were killed at the Bataclan were music journalists and journalists.
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, one guy was a journalist from France 24. There are like three or four of them were from other media sources that were writing, you know, reviewing the Eagles of Death Metal. And, you know, and then the majority of the people killed were all in their 20s. And, you know, you hear the witness accounts and all that, and you just start to put it into your own reality. Like,
it's an ultimate cowardice. These guys. Yeah. Okay, they want revenge for the attack on their people, you know, in the name of America. They want revenge. They go and they attack the ones who are probably the most outspoken about it. You know, musicians and journalists, some of the most peaceful, peace seeking types. You know, they're probably more sympathetic to diversity and taking care of people and humanitarian efforts than anyone. When they go to a place of art, you know, Paris, like one of the beacons of art on planet Earth, you know, art and culture, and they go to this place.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to attack somebody to make a statement to get revenge on your people, get your balls in check and go after the people who are doing it. Go after the people with the weapons, you know, go. Right. Be a man and attack the men.
But that's not what it is, you know, because that's what we're told that it is. That's what the American people believe it is.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's but the facade of this whole story.
But their imams are talking about, you know, this is a caliphate. We're taking over Europe. We're going to outbreed the Europeans. And, you know, in 10, 15 years, there won't be a Europe as you know it. So the United States has to wake up right now. We have to, you know, I don't condone treating Syrian refugees like second-class citizens. I don't want us to go through that.
No, because there are people that need help.
Sure.
There are actual people in this group.
I don't want to go through all that bullshit again, but I do think that these people need to know that we're not asleep like the Europeans are. And we're not going
to
take...
Well, we also have to be on watch for the Hegelian dialectic when they start ramping up the solution to this problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're throwing according to InfoWars, their immediate thing was to say that, okay, now we're going to go attack Assad. Assad, the guy whose back is up against the wall with ISIS coming after him, the one that they've wanted to topple the whole time, the whole reason they put all the money into ISIS, and their first thing they say is we need to go get Assad because they think everybody is so stupid, you know, that we would do
that. Yeah, sure, because he's from Assad is in Syria, ISIS is in Syria. Syrian refugees are coming over from Syria, so obviously it's Assad.
Right.
But it's not true at all.
Yeah, they're saying bomb Syria. They're saying bomb Syria. It's like, no, ISIS took over Syria. I mean, how hard does it – it's not that difficult to understand. But, yeah, here's Obama throwing the Hegelian dialectic with the G20. They're all up there hanging their heads just like in the wake of it. Hanging their heads, all these world leaders that are all in it together being bought and paid for by the giant banks. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that now. You know? It's not...
We think everybody knows that.
Well, I think...
We think. We know a lot of people that know that.
I think enough people know it. You know? Even my liberal mother, who I think still... backs Obama, but she won't say it around me, but she had said, you know, that Obama he's backed by the banks. He's bought and paid for by the banks. And, you know, whether or not she knows how far that goes, how far down the rabbit hole that goes, she's well aware that he's bought by big money. So at least most people, you know, because Obama's fallen completely out of favor, and now his leadership, you got Trump, he's probably like 50% in the polls now.
I mean, I can't believe it's
you know, I remember playing the Trump board game when I was 13, you know,
and now he's playing your economy and country like a board game.
Yeah, and playing the fiddle to all of us. To rally us up, just like Obama did, you know.
This is a big beacon of what a sham the representative system has become. The man is you know, honest and open about the fact that he plays the favors game. You know, his whole career was built on the favors game from politicians.
Yeah,
getting permits here and there. You know, getting funding here and there from the state, tax breaks, all that. His whole career is about the favors game.
Oh, sure.
And now he wants to be on the other end. Now he wants to be at the top level of the political game, you know.
Well, he's gotten to where he is from being a great salesman. And that's even more dangerous than a politician, because at least a politician, God, they're all dirty, but at least they have an awareness of their constituents, right?
Yeah, a career politician would have at least... Yeah, they would at least be stuck in that system of having to play, you know, representative of the people from time to time. Right. Trump has never done that.
Right.
Trump has never represented anyone but himself.
Exactly.
And now we're backing him for president?
Yeah. Because we got nobody else. Well, we do. We actually do. I mean, we have credible, you know, I'm not as huge a fan of Rand Paul as I am of Ron Paul. I would have felt totally confident of Ron Paul as president. I would have been like,
sure.
I would have been like, you know, secure the White House, get in there and just start doing your business, man. But, you know, don't go out in public because they're gonna take you out, man. But, you know, the thing with Rand Paul is he's kind of, I don't know, he's been a little shady as far as
he's not his father. We
yeah,
can't expect
the way he's
to
presented himself. But you know what?
Out of all the candidates,
he's the one that's gonna do the actual will of the people. Yeah.
And, I wanted to. Yeah.
And I trust.
I
him.
Personally, yeah. I personally would have gone for Gary Johnson and Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get those two guys in office.
Yeah, you know the thing about Jesse. It takes us back to Teddy Roosevelt, you know?
Yes.
That's what we need. Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, that national pride, machismo, freaking, you know, balls of the wall, testosterone.
Well, just picture Jesse shaking Putin's hand. That's a hell of a lot. That makes me feel a hell of a lot better than Obama shaking Putin's hand, you know?
Yeah, because Putin would be looking up at Jesse Ventura.
Exactly. Well,
just the image alone of that man representing us is just the imagery of it, you know, is more empowering than anything Obama's done, posed for picture-wise or anything.
Well, and also the thing with Trump is we have now, you know, everyone's bitching and moaning about racism and the 1% and all this. He's part of the 1%.
Yeah, so, Trump embodies the 1%.
And he's
the douchebaggery of the 1% that you would think of. Yeah. The rich guy, you know, the guy, the pharmaceutical guy who jacked up the AIDS pills price.
Yeah.
You know, Trump is the top seat. He's chair number one of that type of person. He is the douchebag 1% incarnate.
Right, and he'll be surrounded. We'll be living in we'll be in 4 years of douchebaggery.
I can't believe that we're facing down this reality. I can't believe that this is something that we're actually discussing as a possibility. Donald Trump could be our president, the representative of the people, CEO of United States Incorporated.
This country,
sponsored by Donald Trump.
This country has the brain of a crack whore. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I don't even think that's, like, I think that there's enough intelligent people in the country. It's the system of election that's broken. You know, the electoral college, the rules they put in place to keep people out of debates. It's that whole system to keep people from being represented by the people that they believe in.
Yeah.
You know, it's a system set up to put the proper puppets in place.
Sure, it's a corporatocracy. You know, you look up corporatocracy in the dictionary, it's not even there. There's several ways to spell it because it's a word that doesn't even exist, yet that's what we live under. We're not in a democracy anymore. You know, we haven't been.
That's what I was saying, CEO of United States Incorporated.
Exactly.
You know, we are the assets. We are the assets they use to bargain and negotiate with.
Well, what do you think about Soros? I mean, it's as if We're in a soft invasion. We're, you know, the old models of getting a military together, putting them on ships, you know, putting all this money into backing one country against another so you can foment a larger global war. This is a whole new model that we're dealing with. And Soros.
In the guise of humanitarianism.
In the guise of,
Forget the fact that ISIS soldiers are coming over in the mix with the people that actually need help.
Yeah.
Let's just forget about that. There's people that need help, and we're going to take them
That's
all
the
in.
That's the saddest part, man. It should be nothing but kids and women. And, of course, there's going to be a few women in there and possibly a few kids that are going to be used by ISIS.
Speaking of,
yeah.
You've seen the footage of the woman complaining about not having a TV.
Oh no! I did a report on that. Yeah, she's
her. Yeah,
she said that it was like living in a jail, and then the guy talking about he needs money for smoking, and they're sleeping in the streets because their accommodations aren't good enough. They don't have enough entertainment.
Yeah, you know how they got that money in the first place? somebody else got up, went to work, worked for that money, and paid into the system.
Probably that lady that's being pushed out of her house in Germany. You see that?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It was some of her tax dollars went right to that guy's cigarettes. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that would just be thankful to be off the streets and then somewhere warm.
Man, the thing is
spending cash.
The Europeans are a docile lot, man, because, shit, we have problems in this country just amongst ourselves. You start bringing people in here complaining about they don't like the food our tax dollars paid for, man, there's going to be some violence.
There already is, man. You remember a while back, the story of the kid in California who was using his food stamp money to buy lobster tails and filet mignon and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of have that system in pockets around the country already where we dole out free money to people who don't have any regard for where it came from or have any respect for the system in place to get them those Well, they just complain about when it's not there.
It's completely out of control. Obama's bypassed all of our naturalization, the actual laws that we have on the books. And there's nothing wrong with coming to America, but you got to go through the system just like everybody else. But we got this president.
The heavy background checks. You know, you got to be tracked the whole time you go through the process. You know, check in.
Yeah.
Show that you're trying to contribute.
Well, and another huge part of it is the fact you got to know what it's like to be an American. And now with Obama in there, he's just saying, no, just come on over here. You don't need to speak any English, fuck the American
way. And bring some Sharia law with you. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's okay. In fact, we're not even going to call it radical Islam, you know.
Sharia law cannot exist here in the United States.
It's already beginning to in parts of Michigan. There are the majority in some of the small in Dearborn, Michigan, in particular.
The city in North Texas, like north of Dallas.
Yeah,
I think it was Richardson. I can't remember where they ruled on. Someone was seeking religious asylum to enact Sharia law in their community, in their small Muslim community. They were going to enact Sharia law, which would include, you know, subverting women. It would include mutilation as punishment for certain crimes. And none of that is in line with anything that this country was founded on and set up for, or the law that we constantly change and vote on.
Right.
None of that is in line
with
the idea of Sharia law.
It's opposite.
It's outdated... It's an outdated legal system. Sharia law is, if you can call it a legal system.
Right.
But it includes punishment. It includes rules that you can't break.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's a legal system.
It's
outdated, barbaric.
Yeah, and we don't treat women that way here at all. Yeah.
You know, I saw footage this morning about, I don't remember what show it was. I think it was CNN, the guy coming on to talk about bigotry in the media, and when it kept, he was making claims that the Muslim communities in Turkey and other places throughout the world, they have complete and equal free rights for women, and they have women representatives in their legislative system.
Yeah.
Those systems like that, those should be fine, and they should be completely outspoken and derogatory even to the ideas of Sharia law. If you're going to have a complete and full system where women have full rights, where children will even have rights that, you know, what am I trying to say here? Where they're not held back. There's no rule on the books that says because of your gender you can be held back in any certain way or regarded in any different way, or that you're...
Well, and that's the reason
that...
...have
dominion over you in any way. That's not in line with humanity. You know?
And that's what we would think that those refugees are fleeing and coming here to America to be a part of. You know, and we embraced that, but Obama is saying radical Islam doesn't exist because I don't want to insult Islam, and we're going to bring in 100,000 in the United States. And
there should be stipulations. Like, if you guys are fleeing, you're seeking refuge from a culture that suppresses your women and children, and yes, bring that. But if you're going to come over here in droves saying we're bringing our Sharia law with us,
yeah,
we have to turn them back and say, whoa, wait a second. You can't bring that in here. You can't. You're not allowed.
And then bring
that in here, you'll be breaking the law.
Then you've got Department of Homeland Security saying that they're on top of everything. And we've had sleeper cells operating in this country for decades. You know,
that doesn't surprise me at all.
There's the cell up in upstate New York. There's one in South Carolina. There's one outside of Houston that we know of. You know,
yeah.
And they're training. They're in our country training to take our country over.
And you know who else is training in the United States?
Who?
Any gun enthusiast.
Yeah.
Who knows how to take care of it, knows how to use it.
There's a lot of bullets being bought. Yeah, that's true. I mean,
there's a lot. More concealed carries. I don't know if the numbers support that more concealed carries are being issued, but I've just noticed more people that I know personally have been coming up with them, or been purchasing guns for the first time, or taking more courses to strengthen their skills.
Yeah.
We're training too, motherfuckers.
Oh yeah,
bring that shit into my hometown. See what happens.
Yeah, no, it's a whole different game over here, man. You know, you got a town in Germany of 300 people, and 1,000 Syrians move in, and then all the people in that town, they all just kind of go into their houses and hide. Man, you try that in a small town in eastern Kentucky, okay? They're going to drop those Syrians off, 1,000 Syrians, a town of 300. They're going to come back to check on them, and they won't be there anymore. They'll be gone.
Unfortunately, that's another bad aspect of this whole thing. They're going to take all of these refugees and just lump them all in as one, along with the soldiers, everyone. And you drop them in small-town America where they don't read the news that much, but they know ISIS is in America. And they see these people mistreating their women,
right,
putting bags over their women's heads.
Yeah.
That inherent bigotry in them is going to overcome their southern manners.
Women start getting raped. Women start getting raped like they are in Sweden here. It's going to be on like Donkey Kong. Well,
we have a really strong history even in the South. It's not gone. Bigotry, racism, and prejudice.
No,
and
that
you're
drop
those people off. And
that wound is almost it's scabbing over, but it's almost completely healed. Even though people are trying to pick at it, but I'd say
you're going to destroy. You're going to destroy any progress we've made as far as
right.
The progress of people not being racist. Not
well,
being
and
bigot,
one of my main points is. This baby boomer generation is trying to put on us that that because of, here I am an Asian, Irish, English American, right? So I've got white skin. So every white person is racist, because of this this racism that's in our institutions, and it's institutionalized racism and blah, blah, blah. From day one, in the 1970s, all I remember was hanging out with kids of all whatever. We're just Americans, right? But you didn't judge somebody by their skin. You judged them by their personality. You're either a dick or you're not, And that still rings true today. These people that get out here and talk about racism and all this, hey, why don't you do a campaign about all the assholes in the United States? Fuck the racism shit. Let's get signs up about, let's get rid of assholes. Okay? And maybe that guy in Missouri, maybe the president of Missouri was an asshole. All right? Maybe he had to go because he was an asshole, but not because he was white. All right,
he was an asshole.
He was an asshole.
Okay, you keep trying to kick me off your show, and I...
Well, no, Well, no, I can keep going as long as I want.
No, I mean, I'm actually going this time. I have to go. I haven't even left the house yet, and I still have to drive into work.
All right, man.
It's
well,
not going to be.
I really appreciate
it. It was you that made me late.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. All right, man. Call me again anytime.
I will. All right, Marcos Morales, right. Supreme Commander.
John Bam, downtown.
Thanks for joining us on the BlahBlahShow.com. Later.
BlahBlahShow.com. See you.
All right, so I did manage to get somebody, and we've run into an hour here. Again, you know, don't listen to the show with your kids. I do tend to have a foul mouth, and it's not very professional, but, you know, it is what it is. Just trying to talk openly and honest here, not trying to dot the T's and eat the Q's and pee on the P's. This is the BlahBlahShow.com. This is episode numero uno. Our guest today was Marcos Morales, Supreme Commander behind the scenes at Infowars.com. Join me again next week. I can't promise you anything, but I hope to be speaking with the man running for President of the United States who is involved in a DARPA time travel program and really get his take on things, but just find out what the hell he's talking about. I might end up voting for him because, hell, if he can time travel, that's all we need, right? All right, y'all be good to each other out there and keep the peace and watch your back and tell your mama you love her and all that good stuff. BlahBlahShow.com.